This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
We'd like to welcome you to our 48th episode of our podcast, where we review the trends in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine. In this episode, we will discuss four trends that we observed. We will pass along three recommended readings, and as usual, we'll end by looking into the crystal ball and making predictions for the upcoming 2 weeks. So, Abby, start us off by talking about our four trends.
Thanks, Tim. Well, we have four trends, and before we get to those, I'm just going to put a little shout out in here. In the United States, October is Connected Educator Month.
That's right, it is.
So just wanted to remind everybody, happy Connected Educator Month. I'm not sure what the correct set of presents is for this, but whatever it is, we should all be giving each other Connected Educator gifts. Trending. We have four trends, as you said. The first one, perhaps unsurprising to our regular listeners, virtual reality and augmented reality. We have a lot more about augmented reality this time, but we certainly have our regular amount of virtual reality, the amount we've been seeing in the past 4 or 5 months. The HoloLens has been continuing to make news. A very interesting experiment that Disney has been doing with tablets and augmented reality and sort of a digital coloring book. And so speaking of tablets, the other big trend that we saw was tablets and smartphones in the news. Surface Pro, iPad Pro, iOS 9 made news in multiple ways in the past 2 weeks, and in our Flipboard magazine there must be at least a dozen different articles flipped in there on this topic. Lesser trends for the past 2 weeks include network security and personal privacy rights. We see a couple of different articles about securing campuses and also about personal privacy rights for everyone, not just students or educators, but it certainly affects us as educational technologists. The other one we see, and this is sort of a mini resurgence, because if you recall from last year and about 18 months ago, everything was all about wearable devices. And we see wearable devices making a bit of a comeback. We saw a number of articles on things like wireless earbuds, fitness bands, and gestural devices like a ring that one can use to control devices. All very clever, all very interesting, all very wearable. And those are our trends for the past 2 weeks, Tim.
Excellent. Okay, let's move into our three recommended readings that we want to pass along to everyone. So what are those?
So our recommended readings include, first and foremost, we highly recommend Gartner Top 10 Technology Trends for 2016 by Peter High for Forbes. This is a great overview of what the Gartner Group is predicting as 2016's technology trends. The second one that we have here is, Will Practicing a Skill in Your Head Make You Better at It? By Daniel Engber for Popular Science. It's a very well-written article that addresses the subject of how much help practicing something in your head does to help you actually use that skill or apply that skill in actuality. So we recommend that one for all you instructional designers out there. And virtual reality space, excuse me, I'm going to read it correctly this time. Virtual reality space lets students experience big data. And this is by Diane Schaffhauser for Campus Technology. And this is actually a story specifically about an experiment or project at Virginia Tech where they're using virtual reality hardware and software to allow students to visualize big data. So I don't think I'm pulling this from the story itself, but if you, in the simplest terms, if you think about big data, illustrated as a river, then you use the virtual reality setup to actually see it that way. And they have it, they're showing it in different forms. But I think you and I agree that this is a really interesting application of VR for instructional purposes, and kind of points to what we might be able to do in the future as these VR devices become more accessible to all of us. And those are our recommended readings, Tim.
Okay, thanks. And just a reminder, we have links to those, all three of those, on our website, which we'll give you the URL at the end of the episode. So now that we move into looking into the crystal ball, what do we see for, and what do we predict that we're going to observe over the next 2 weeks?
Honestly, Tim, I'm a little worried that the crystal ball is stuck.
It is. Let's shake it.
Yeah, I feel like I have to shake it. But the vision that we see in our crystal ball right now looks pretty much exactly like it did in our last episode. And so what we're seeing front and center is virtual reality and augmented reality. And very little else is forming as coherently as that. It's something that we've been predicting for months now, but it just keeps maintaining its truth that virtual reality and augmented reality are really dominating the technology news. And so that, however, somewhere sort of hidden murkily in the depths of the crystal ball, you and I agree that we're going to see more about security issues. We suspect that this may be because we're entering into a high consumer season. People are making a lot of purchases. People are making a lot of purchases online, and I think you and I agree on this, that we suspect that we're going to see more security breach experiments, people attempting to unlock things that they shouldn't. The other thing that we expect to see more of, we saw a very interesting article about this in the past week, but it was a single article and therefore did not make it to our trend level. But we think we're going to see more about MOOCs, massive open online courses, that we're going to see a resurgence of MOOCs in the news. It's kind of the idea that just refuses to fade away, and for good reason. I think what's happened is on the Gartner hype cycle, we're starting to see it reach its plateau of productivity, if it hasn't already hit there. But that now that it's hit there, we're seeing it applied in very practical ways. And I suspect, I think you and I agree here, that we suspect that we're going to see this occurring more, and we're going to hear it reported more. So that's what we see in our crystal ball.
Excellent. So that brings us to the end of our 48th episode of our podcast. We'd like to thank all of you who are viewers and followers of our Flipboard magazine, as well as our subscribers on iTunes and Stitcher. You can visit our website at trendsandissues.com to listen to and read about past episodes of our podcast. Our next podcast episode comes out October 26th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.